This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Blinds.com Cyber Monday sales event is happening now. Get some of the best deals of the season with up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings delivers big results, and Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. Skip the long lines or waiting around at home all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection. We can even handle everything from measure to install. Get your whole home installed for one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Blinds.com Cyber Monday sales event today for some of the best deals of the season. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus premium doorbusters and a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
All right, good Monday morning to you. Welcome into the Mark Cox Morning Show. I'm not Mark. I'm Kim St. Ange. Mark will be back tomorrow. So, Carl Middleman.
Hi.
Sue Thomas and I holding down the fort. How was your Thanksgiving, Carl?
It was good. It was busy. I went to Mariah Carey on Friday night.
Oh, how was that?
She was good. It was over by 10:15. I loved it.
It was her Christmas concert, right?
It was Christmas songs.
She has to sing that classic, All I Want for Christmas.
But she did five of her hits in the middle. And she had five costume changes.
Wow.
But also, she had a DJ on before her, and he played a lot of the songs that she did not sing. So that was to get the crowd ready.
There you go.
It was good. And her kids were there, her twins.
I didn't realize she had kids. That's how much I follow pop culture.
Those were Nick Cannon's first two kids.
See, I can't keep it straight. Because all these celebrities, I feel like they have kids with all these different celebrities, and they have five different dads.
Well, she was married to Tommy Mottola first. He was the president of Columbia Records. Huh. The president of her label. And then she married Nick Cannon, and they had kids. And she came out and sang and kind of played guitar, and he played the drums.
I'm going to need a family tree on this.
For Nick Cannon, that's a lot of branches.
We've not been back since we went to Guns N' Roses. That was my first time ever going.
You didn't ask for a song.
Congrats. I know. I forgot to text you. But it was really fun. Congrats to Team Red. I heard Team
Dominated.
Blue normally wins, but Team Red crushed it. I don't know if you'd call it a knockout, but one of the guys, who just by looking at him, you're like, oh my gosh, this guy is going to absolutely knock this other guy out. No, he was the one who they had to basically call it because he was... He was not with it after, I think, the first round. So that was really cool. It was great to see that they were able to raise all that money for Backstoppers. I know Mark was really excited that we were able to. I did see Mark and his wife. And I know how excited Mark was that we were able to raise money for Responder Rescue. And I'm going to let Mark, when he's back tomorrow, I'm going to let him announce how much money he was able to raise.
Oh, I can tell you.
Thanks to all of you guys. Do we want to say it or do we want to let Mark report?
Let's let Mark,
because Mark worked really hard on that. And just a special thank you to all of you guys who donated, no matter the amount. I mean, it was just awesome to see everyone come together, raise money for such a great organization like Responder Rescue. So, all right. So obviously we had our first snowfall. It was so pretty. More snow is potentially going to be coming down this morning. So Sue Thomas may have a busy morning here. But wow, it was just such a jam-packed weekend. And now, of course, we have Hunter Biden being pardoned. So lots to talk about this morning. We have Hans von Spakovsky coming up in the next hour. We have Ashley Smith Thomas, who we're going to be talking to, political analyst, about Trump, you know, trying to get rid of these court cases. A lot of them have started unraveling, including, of course, that Jack Smith case. But now what about Letitia James, that civil case? So we're going to be talking with her coming up in the 7 o'clock hour. Carl, right now, let's get to our top stories.
Should we?
We probably should, but maybe you're suggesting that we shouldn't.
No, we should. You know
we
why?
We should. Okay.
Because
let's do it.
No, that's not. Wait, I'm gonna tell you why.
Is this the Mondayest of the Mondays?
No, it's just the fact that it's Monday. Yes, it's. You know what? I'm gonna say
it's the Monday after a long holiday weekend. If you were like us and you got Thursday and Friday off, which, by the way, that makes a huge difference. Having the 2 days off, I feel like a new woman. It's fantastic.
You look like a new woman.
Thank you, Carl.
You're welcome.
The Mark Cox Shortlist.
Let's, son of a, see, they changed the board. Gosh dang it. See, this is why we need our own settings, Kim. You know why? Because then people won't mess with our stuff.
I have faith in you.
I don't. But hey.
Then we need to decrease what I call government creep with personnel. The FBI's footprint has gotten so freaking big, and the biggest problem the FBI has had has come out of its intel shops.
That right there is Kash Patel. You're going to be hearing a lot about him because that's who Trump has picked for FBI director. He's a disruptor, and the left is losing its mind over the thought of him taking over the FBI instead of Christopher Wray.
We should say, here are the conditions for you staying. You have to pay a stiff fine because you came here illegally. You have to pay back taxes. And you have to try to learn English.
Whoa, Hillary. Hillary, circa 2008, are you secretly MAGA? Do we need to ask Joe Biden to let you borrow the Make America Great Again hat?
Hi, everyone. I'm Michelle Obama, and I'm an executive producer for Later Daters. It's a fun new dating show from Higher Ground on Netflix.
I just want to apologize to all of you right now. I know we thought we were not going to have to hear from the Obamas much now that Donald Trump has won a landslide win. But now Michelle Obama is the executive producer, believe it or not, of a dating show reality series on Netflix.
But let me ask you, will you accept the jury's outcome, their verdict, no matter what it is?
Yes.
And have you ruled out a pardon for your son?
Yes.
Well, that didn't age well, right? Here's the thing, though. Should anyone really be surprised at this point? Like it or not, whether you agree or disagree with Joe Biden's decision to pardon his son Hunter from the tax and gun charges, but we should have all known this was going to happen, right? Lame duck president, his own party, the Democrats, have royally screwed him. I would blame Nancy Pelosi probably for being probably one of the biggest factors and the reason why he stepped down. I think he's angry about that. And so this should surprise no one, despite the millions of times it seems that Biden said it in interviews, which is the one you just heard on ABC News, despite our girl Karine Jean-Pierre standing up there every day at the podium for the daily press briefings and saying, oh, no, Joe Biden, he's not going to pardon Hunter. We all knew he would do it. OK, I kind of have mixed feelings about this because I can't blame him as a father. I can't blame him for wanting to protect his son. I'm trying to put myself in that position. And let's be real. Like, even if you're angry about this decision, and I get the anger because I have a little bit of it too, but even if you're really angry about it, can you blame the dad for protecting his son? Now, the concern I have about this is, and you look at the statement that Biden released last night when this all happened, and it talks about how Hunter has been pardoned from crimes he may have committed or taken part in from January 1st, 2014 through December 1st, 2024. Almost 11 years right there. So, is this much bigger than just protecting him from these gun and tax charges that, by the way, he was supposed to be sentenced for Wednesday of this week? So that was the court hearing that the judge had already delayed it to that. I think this is about protecting the Biden family, because you think about Devin Archer, all this testimony that we heard about these weird business dealings, these meetings with foreign leaders like Burisma, where the big guy, a.k.a. Joe Biden, would be put on speakerphone. Yeah, Joe Biden wants to say, oh, no, we just talked about the weather. I said, no, 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 it's beautiful, sunny skies here. Light breeze from the southeast. Yeah, no, I love it here in Washington, D.C. Really nice weather. We all know that's not what happened. He was using his dad's name to have a lot of influence and get what he wanted with those business dealings. So there's a lot of corruption going on with the Biden family, despite them wanting to claim there's not. And I think this was something bigger about trying to protect the family from that. Of course, Trump reacting on Trump Social, or Trump Social. He should have named it Trump Social.
That's what it is.
It is Trump Social. But Truth Social, he says, does the pardon given by Joe to Hunter include the J6 hostages who have now been imprisoned for years? He's saying this is such an abuse and miscarriage of justice. Even some Democrats have come out against this and said, you know, Biden, you went too far. You shouldn't have pardoned Hunter. You sat there and tweeted, I forget when it was, but he said, no one is above the law. That also did not age well. We just put a little asterisk and say, no one is above the law except my son, Hunter. All right. But at this point, like it or not, again, you should not be surprised. All right. When we come back, we have to talk more about this Kash Patel appointment, because, like I said, the left is losing its mind over this guy. He is what we need for the FBI to totally turn it upside down. And he is getting a lot of pushback from people who say, you know, he's going to be some dictator. So we're going to get to that after the break. Carl, who's bringing us our national anthem this morning?
I think we're going to do, I'm looking right here. How about Reba Mac?
231. That's the average number of apps used by many companies. This leads to a lot of context and tab switching that drains employee focus and costs your company. Grammarly can help. Grammarly's AI works in over 500,000 apps and websites, making it easy for your team to write clearly and on brand without disrupting workflow. Join 70,000 teams who save an average of $5,000 per employee per year using Grammarly. Go to grammarly.com/enterprise to learn more.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting college football bowl games, good luck. No, seriously, it's never been harder. And you don't want to be hurting your bankroll. You want to make sure you're doing your homework. Listen to Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I will be breaking down every single bowl game, dropping new episodes nearly every day throughout college football's postseason. Spicing things up with a 12-team playoff. Can't wait to see some of those teams from the South come up north for the snow. Be sure to subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
McIntyre.
And I gotta say, all of the weeping and gnashing of teeth, all of the people pulling their hair out, are exactly the people who are dismayed about having a real reformer come into the FBI and clean out the corrupted partisans who sadly have burrowed into senior career positions at the FBI. The FBI and the Department of Justice are two institutions incredibly important to the rule of law in the United States. I revere both. And one of the most tragic consequences of 4 years of Joe Biden and Kamala Harris is both DOJ and the FBI have been politicized and weaponized. And I think Kash Patel is a very strong nominee to take on the partisan corruption in the FBI.
Senator Ted Cruz right there praising Trump's decision to pick Kash Patel to lead the FBI. Kash Patel is the guy to do the job. And it's funny because you hear all the people on MSNBC and CNN losing their minds over this pick. They're saying he's going to go in there and clean house and fire everybody. Well, Kash Patel's been pretty open about that, saying that he absolutely plans to fire people who have not done their jobs over the last several years and have quite frankly gotten lazy about what they're supposed to be doing there in the FBI. But it's funny how surprised people seem about this. You know, Trump was also open while he campaigned about his plan. It's not just the right that doesn't trust the DOJ and the FBI. I found this article from 2023, November 2nd, 2023, so almost a year ago. This was some Gallup poll that talked about how 66% of all people viewed the DOJ negatively. Only 33% thought that they were doing a good or an excellent job. Now, obviously, more people on the right or, you know, had concerns. But still, the fact that 66% overall don't think that they're moving in the right direction, that's a problem. So even the people on the left, some of them would agree that change needs to happen. And that is why, though, people are flipping out about Cash Patel. Now, just some background on this guy. You know, you're going to hear arguments saying, oh, he's not qualified. That's not true. This guy was chief of staff at the Department of Defense, deputy director of the National Security Council. He was a senior staffer on the House Intelligence Committee, a federal prosecutor under the Obama administration, played a huge role in that Russia, you know, interference whole case with Trump, which I'm sure it was huge for Trump as far as loyalty goes. He started some nonprofit, the Cash Foundation, which helps the families of people who were charged for J6. This guy, in my opinion, is absolutely qualified, and the left just cannot figure out what to do with this guy. Play clip number five. This is what he said back in September, Cash Patel did.
Then we need to decrease what I call government creep with personnel. The FBI's footprint has gotten so freaking big, and the biggest problem the FBI has had has come out of its intel shops. I'd break that component out of it. I'd shut down the FBI Hoover building on day one and reopening the next day as a museum of the deep state. And I take the 7,000 employees that work in that building and send them across America to chase down criminals. Go be cops. You're cops. Go be cops.
How awesome would that museum be? I would love to visit that. We're talking about the FBI that was targeting parents at school board meetings, calling them terrorists, targeting Catholics. Remember when that came out? Targeting people who wouldn't take the vaccine, the mRNA shot, like me. Targeting people like that, okay? We need an absolute overhaul of the DOJ, the FBI, and I truly believe that Cash Patel is a great pick. He'll be working closely with Pam Bondi, also a good pick for AG, and I think they're going to make some serious changes. So, Christopher Wray, I get that Trump appointed you. Okay, you still had a few more years left technically on your term, but I'm going to go ahead and tell you, you can start packing your bags right now. All right, it's time to go. You've not done a great job. It's time for a new sheriff, and that's going to be Cash Patel. We'll be back after this. I'm Kim St. Ange in for Mark Cox.
Kim on a whim.
And folks, something interesting is going on the field right now. Michigan tried to plant their flag in the middle of the Ohio State field, and the Buckeyes rushed right to them. And now there's some skirmishes going on the field.
Did you guys see what happened on Saturday during that Ohio State-Michigan game? Because it got kind of ugly. Police ended up having to use pepper spray. So in case you didn't hear the soundbite, what happens is Michigan upset Ohio State, which is huge. They're obviously big rivals. I get it.
They've lost...
Four, I think?
Three of the last four.
Okay. I get it. There was a lot of...
No, I'm sorry. Four of the last five.
I was right. Yeah, so four in a row, consecutive. Yeah. Yep. So, you know, a lot of intensity going into the game. And I do not agree, by the way, with the Michigan player who tried to plant the flag in the middle, you know, midfield.
That was dumb.
Okay, come on. I feel like a five-year-old would do that. Like, I get that you're excited. You just had a huge upset. I'm aware. But I don't think it's quite necessary to go, you know, rub your nose in it and plant your flag. Okay, so I get why Ohio State was annoyed. But then it's just like all the players start running to the center and they're all punching each other to the point where now, like I said, police are using pepper spray. They're investigating the use of pepper spray to see if that was actually warranted. The Big Ten has fined both of the schools, Michigan and Ohio State, $100,000. Which might sound like a lot, but really it's not. That is nothing. They could have been a lot harsher.
The SEC, that's a warning fine. If Mizzou's players rush the field, if the fans rush the field, that's the fine that they get for first offense.
Right, like when the whole situation happened with Vanderbilt, right? When they upset, gosh, who was it? I'm trying to remember that huge game. Not Alabama.
Alabama?
Was it Alabama?
And it's whoever was number one at the time.
So they had that huge upset, and they took the goalpost, walked it 3 miles down Broadway, lower Broadway, and then dumped it into the river. And they were fined for that. I'll be curious if anything more happens. The Big Ten has said we're not taking any further action, you know. The regular season is over, but the only thing they could do would be to say, hey, if we think you instigated this, I don't know what bowl game they're going to be in, but you're not playing in a bowl game. That would be the only other thing I could see them potentially doing.
Ohio State's, they were number two, so they're in the playoffs.
But they're not. There's no way they would do anything with that. I mean,
they wanted to send a message.
Well, and that's what you have to, I guess, ask yourself is, where's the line on this? Because these are guys who are, what, 18, 19, 20, 21? I mean, they should know. Yeah, that's true, because if you're a redshirt, they should know better. I did not play college sports. I played high school sports. I played lacrosse. I got kicked out of a game one time because, in fact, my dad used to call me the Tony Twist of my team.
You were a goon?
I was very intense. I played basketball for a year. I played lacrosse for 4 years. I was very intense on defense. I'm very protective of my teammates, which is why my dad would call me the Tony Twist of the team. And one of my teammates was being picked on, and so I took it upon myself to try to defend her. And
that is the role of a goon.
Words were exchanged, and then pushes and shoves, that it kind of escalated. And then I think the last thing I did that got me kicked out of the game, I think I got yellow card. So I got kicked out for, I don't know, 5 minutes or whatever the timing was of that. But anyway, I took my stick and I shoved it in her face. She was not seriously hurt, okay?
She was
hitting me too. It was ugly on both sides. But point is, like, you know, I get in certain circumstances why some of that might be warranted. And yes, I'm trying to justify what I did. But you know they had that with the Jaguars. She was kicked out of the game too, I think.
Okay.
Because she was pushing me. See, I'm getting riled up talking about it, Carl.
I'm happy. I like this story.
And funny enough, my grandparents lived with us for about 15 years, and that very day, that morning, he had just passed away. My grandpa did. We had his funeral. So I went to the funeral. So all my relatives were in town to watch this game. I was debating if I was even up for playing. And I thought, oh, you know, whatever. I'll go ahead and play anyway. Well, I get kicked out of the game. And I was so emotional from not that. That was not what made me cry. Everything. My grandpa, we just had the funeral. So I start crying. And my coach is having to walk me around the track. It was very embarrassing. And my whole extended family was there to witness all of this happening.
But were they cheering for you in the fight?
Oh, I'm sure they were. I think my parents especially liked, you know, within reason, they liked that I was very intense on defense, especially with basketball. People would always be like, get 18 out, get her out, because I would get right in their face, but not close enough to call me for it.
Do you have road rage too?
I don't have road rage. I really don't. Now, ask my husband. He might disagree with you, but I would say I don't. I'm never going to flick somebody off. I'm not going to, you know, I'm just, no. I think I can handle my irritation with drivers. It's not like Mark Cox with the whole zippering fiasco. Ask Mark how he feels about zippering.
And then ask any civil engineer what they feel about zippering, and they say it's the best way to do.
Yeah, yeah. Now, there was a situation with the NFL, and I know it was the Jacksonville Jaguars, and I'm forgetting which team they were playing, but the quarterback was knocked down, and all the players kind of went to defend him, and I actually agree with that. I think you have to protect your players, but situations like this with the Michigan-Ohio State game just get kind of ridiculous.
They're playing the Houston Texans.
Okay, so that was it. Hey, play the other clip about, this is Kalel Mullings, I think I'm saying his name right. He's the running back for Michigan.
As this was happening.
Well, no, I think this was right after the game that they were talking to him. Yeah. I guess it was still going on.
What's going through your head right now?
Yeah, you know, it was for such a great game. You hate to see stuff like that after the game. You know, that's just bad for the sport, bad for college football. But at the end of the day, you know, some people gotta learn how to lose, man. You can't be fighting and stuff just because you lost a game. You know, all that fighting, we had 60 minutes, we had four quarters to do all that fighting. And now people want to talk and fight. That's wrong. You know, it's just bad for the game. Classless, in my opinion, you know, and people got to be better.
Okay, yes, classless, and you do have to learn how to lose, but I would also say you need to learn how to win, because it was also classless, in my opinion, for Michigan to go and plant the flag at midfield right over the Buckeyes logo. Like, come on. I mean, did you think that they were all going to be like, you know what? I get it.
Thanks.
You won fair and square. Fine. You know, congratulations. Let's all bow down to the flag. Like, come on, guys. I don't know. Some of these, it just gets nasty with some of these sports. And I'm all about competition and in certain circumstances, aggressiveness. Like, I think that can be a really good thing in certain circumstances as long as it's controlled. But I just saw this video. It's all over social media. If you haven't seen it, just Google it. I mean, how many people, Carl, would you say were in on this fight?
Most of the players and most of the coaches. The adults, too. But the adults were trying to break it up, allegedly.
Well, I'm sure they were trying to break it up, and maybe they threw a few punches, you know.
As they were trying to break it up.
You get off, boom, you hit my player, boom. I support the cops using pepper spray. You saw the players on the sidelines, you know, wiping their eyes because they're all covered. I'm like, well, the cops tried to break it up, and you guys wouldn't stop, so that's what happens. Just like if you saw it in the middle of downtown St. Louis, which we do, right? That happens. I mean, police have to find some way. If you're not able to break it up, you're going to do something like pepper spray. So I think Michigan and Ohio State got off very easy with a $100,000 fine. Carl, you're saying that's basically
nothing.
A warrant. In the bigger
scheme of
things.
Do you know how much money those two programs have?
Especially Ohio State. Or I'm sorry, people who are Ohio State fans are going to be upset with me not saying the Ohio State.
University.
I think I'm the person, I can be a rule follower, but in certain circumstances, if you tell me to go left, I'm intentionally going to go right. And this is one of those situations where the more people tell me I have to say the Ohio State, I want to just even louder say, no, it's Ohio State. Hey. We don't say the Mizzou. Like, what, right? What makes it so that we have to say the Ohio State? And yes, Dad, thank you. He's commenting on Facebook. By the way, we're streaming on Facebook, Twitter, Rumble,
X,
YouTube, all the things. See, my parents were cheering for me while I was
Whooping some ass.
On the lacrosse field. So, anyway, I just wanted to bring this up because I saw this video all over. And I'm like, guys, am I watching, you know, my toddler? Is this what it has come to? They're all, you know.
Their brains have not evolved yet. They're not even allowed to rent a car.
And some of them are raking in hundreds of thousands of dollars in NIL money. You know what I mean? So, that actually would be interesting is some of these, if any of these guys who were involved in this, who maybe threw the first punches, if they're some of the guys who have these partnerships with these companies and they're looking at this saying, this isn't a good representation of my brand and I'm going to drop the partnership with you. That would be interesting. And I wonder if that's going to force some of these college athletes, not just football, but college athletes in general who are raking in all this money from NIL to act a certain way. Clearly not in this situation, but maybe that's going to be what it takes. Because I don't know how I feel about the whole NIL thing. I think it's I don't want to say ruin. That's going to be too strong of a word. I think Mark would maybe argue it would ruin college sports. I don't think it's necessarily a good thing. And but maybe in this case it will be, because there's going to be something dangling over their head of saying, you want that partnership? You want to take home hundreds of thousands of dollars from this? You better act professional and not be the first person running over there to throw the first punch. I don't know. When we come back, I want to talk about Colin Brown. That name should sound familiar at this point. He was the CBC student, a hockey player, who was shot and killed while he and his dad were driving down I-55 about a week or two ago. And the St. Louis Blues had a really, really nice tribute to him. And now there's a reward that's been offered. So let's talk about that here when we come back. I'm Kim St. Anjan for Mark.
Earlier this week, the St. Louis community lost an innocent young man to senseless violence. Colin Brown was a hockey player. He played the game with passion, with determination, and with a love for the game and for his teammates. He was a loving son, a doting older brother, and a caring friend. Please join the Blues and the entire hockey community in a moment of silence as we honor the spirit of Colin Brown and lift his family and friends in our thoughts and in our hearts. Thank you.
This story just breaks my heart. Colin Brown, the CBC hockey player, had been in the hospital for a number of days. This accident happened November 23rd. He and his dad were coming home from a hockey game, driving on I-55 near Loughborough, so south St. Louis, when a stray bullet hit him and killed him. And, you know, he, I believe, was in the ICU for several days. And I just, it's one of those situations where you know that he's in really bad condition, but I felt like he was going to pull through. I think a lot of us did. And then hearing over the weekend that he ended up dying and donated his organs, that part is really incredible that he's able to help other people. But still, it's so sad. This 16-year-old boy, I think, is how old he was, that he lost his life. They haven't even found the person who shot him. That's also really sad. We don't know even the circumstances of the whole thing. You know, was the person, the shooter, trying to target somebody else? Was there a gun battle going on and their car just happened to get caught in the middle of it? Because it reminds me of that whole situation that happened back in 2020, where there was a woman who actually, she used to go to my old church, and she was driving on 170 at the Olive exit, and she was essentially caught in the middle of a gun battle, and she was shot and killed. I mean, it's one of those things where you're like, it's never going to happen to me, it's never going to happen to me, and then look, it basically happened again. What's cool now is that somebody has come forward. It's a local man, doesn't identify who this person is, but this local man's offering a $10,000 reward to help police track down and arrest the person who shot Colin Brown. And then two other organizations are offering a $5,000 reward for any information that helps police arrest that person. It was really cool, though, to hear the fact that the Blues honored Colin with that moment of silence. I know that other hockey teams have also, you know, made a point to honor him, you know.
The Blackhawks, because he's from Illinois.
Oh, that's right. The Blackhawks did. But even local teams, I think. Now, Carl, you were saying that the team, the CBC hockey team, it was varsity, I think, he played for. They had their first game over the weekend since this whole thing
happened.
And
they all have a number 3 on their helmet.
See, that's really cool. It's just... it's so devastating. It sounds like his funeral is going to be this upcoming Friday at the Basilica.
Yes.
I'm assuming they did that because it's open to the public, and I'm going to go ahead and guess that that's going to be absolutely packed. These whole situations are just so sad. This senseless violence that keeps happening. I just heard over the weekend there was a police detective out of the Chicago area, Oak Park, Illinois, and he was shot and killed. He was responding to a whole situation where some guy was seen leaving a bank armed. And, you know, he's responding with other officers, and they see this guy and they tell him, hey, hands up, show us your hands. And that this guy, this 37-year-old Chicago man who's now been charged, supposedly just starts shooting at him and ends up killing this detective. Alan Reddins, I believe, is his name, the detective who was killed. It's just ridiculous. Oh, by the way, that guy who was arrested, Jarrell Thomas, the 37-year-old guy, supposedly has a long rap sheet. He has a history of multiple arrests, it says, for aggravated battery to a police officer, domestic battery, resisting a police officer. This is a guy who shouldn't have ever been let out, but this is a guy who probably should not be roaming the streets and able to recommit these crimes. Again, we don't know what happened with Colin Brown. Was the person who pulled the trigger, was this some, you know, habitual offender? I don't know. But crime is absolutely out of hand. And we wonder all the time, you know, why do people not want to live here in the St. Louis area? What's happening? Well, this is part of the problem. Tashara Jones, I know you're not a regular listener of the Mark Cox Morning Show, but you need to listen to the people. The people have spoken. They're sick of violence. They're sick of listening to the news day in and day out, it seems like, talking about ridiculous crime that could have been prevented. And you want to sit there and talk a big game like you're doing all this stuff to try to protect your residents, and you're not. People are scared to come down to hockey games in some cases, or baseball games, because they're worried that they could be the next victim, that their car could be broken into. That's a problem. How do you expect people and businesses to want to invest in a city when you're not taking care of the problem? Give me a break.
Get more at 971talk.com.